My name is Joe Gray, and on this show, I discuss all things hotel sales and marketing. We live in an ever-changing, technology-centered world, and sales and marketing is at the forefront of that change. On this show, it is my goal to help you navigate all of the new tools and strategies so that you can stay ahead of the competition and take your hotel to the next level. Welcome to Hotel Launch. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today I want to talk to you about my guest workflow. Now, this workflow is probably my number one producing workflow or funnel, if you want to use that word, but I'm going to use workflow. This is responsible for most of my, well, a lot of my sales efforts. It has helped me land a lot of big companies. It helped me land a company that now does probably 50 to 60 room nights a month, as well as many other smaller companies. It can help you land any and all companies. It's probably your highest leverage that you have at your hotel. So the guest workflow is a personal favorite of mine and very interesting because I think your guests are actually your best lead sources. Now, I kind of put together this whole thing where I have all my lead sources where I take leads from and then I work them through sequences and whatever else I'm doing. But I'm going to just talk about the guest workflow today. So the guest workflow is interesting. The guest workflow starts obviously when a guest makes a reservation. But it especially starts when the guest comes in to check in. At check-in, we get the guests, we get their permission to text them, as well as we get their cell phone number and their email. Now, permission is really important. Depends on what country you live in or what state or whatever it is, but in the United States, generally speaking, you need permission to text your guests about marketing and sales purposes. So we make sure to get that at check-in. And then what I have my front desk do is I try to train them to get company names, and they're not always perfect at it, but I do train them to also try to get emails, and those emails often contain the company domain on the back end. And so that helps me as well. But I'll talk about that specific strategy in a different episode in the future. But what I do is I have, as each of my guests checks in, I have my front desk fill out a sales report for me. And many of you know this as the morning report, where your front desk goes in and they fill out all of the, they fill out all the companies that you have from the day before so you can do outreach to those guests and companies. So I just have a spreadsheet that I have them fill out every day. And that way I can go in and look at the spreadsheet. And then what I do is I have them fill out all the information so I know exactly what types of permissions I have, whether it's texting, email, whatever it is. And then if they didn't give me text permission, I reach out via email. If they did give me that and I have their email, I reach out for both. If I just have their phone number and just have text permission, not their email, I just reach out via text. But basically, I have it all in this spreadsheet. I have this column where I say, I'm going to reach out via text, via email, or via both. And then I just grab that data, export it as a CSV file, and import it into SalesHop, which is the CRM that I use, which I built specifically for this purpose. And then it imports everything perfectly. And then all I have to do is click a button and it puts them on a three-step text message and or email sequence. And what a sales sequence is a sales. So this whole thing is part of a big workflow, and workflows are more like marketing terms, right? So a workflow is more like, we're going to bring them to point A. It's all the touch points, right? Point A, point B, point C, point D, right? We're going to put them through a sales sequence, and then we're going to put them to an email list, to a text messaging, big mass marketing list. Then we're going to call them. We're going to add them on LinkedIn, right? These are workflows. But a sales sequence, I'm talking about a very specific email sales sequence. So I put them on a three-step email sequence that I pretty much send them every day. I don't work Saturdays and Sundays, so I don't send them on those days. But Monday through Friday, I send them, and I send them three steps. Just an initial message, and then a follow-up, and then a last message. And that helps me land a lot of companies because a lot of people respond via text or via email and say, yes, I'd be interested, or yes, my company would be interested. Here's who you should be in contact with at the company. They'll send me numbers, they'll send me emails, whatever it is. And that's my highest source of leverage, because then when I call in, it's so easy. Or when I make the deal with the person, it's so easy because they already stayed at the property. They like the property. The company knows they're already using the property. So of course they want to set up a rate, and then we can earn more of their business from then on. And so that is that's like the basic thing that I've been doing. Now, what I really want to do is and I'll tell you guys kind of what I want to do, what my dream is. And that is to get the guests, to put them through that three-step sequence. And then from the three-step sequence, automatically, and hopefully we can build SalesHop to do this eventually, because right now it's really powerful. It helps you with all the sequencing and like helps you like send all the messages you need to and all that. And it automates that whole process, which is awesome. But what I really want it to eventually do is get to the point where the guests, then whoever opted into the text message list, I put them on a big texting list. So then I have a huge text message marketing list that I can do outreach to, and then a text message email, and then a guest email marketing list. So those are two big marketing lists that I want to add them to after that. And I think that would help us a lot, because then, and I have tried this before, but basically you can send out little offers when you know you're going to be slow. You can say, hey, you know, 15% off, book through this link, you know. And then you know you're going to be slow that weekend anyways, or that week, or maybe you're not selling out Double Queen. So in the weeks, you're like, hey, 15% off. You don't want to do that all the time, but occasionally you can send out those blasts. And then it just works wonders, because you can pick up, you know, 10, 20 rooms all of a sudden, like in no time, because you have a big marketing list. And the nice thing is it's just all automatic. And so you can basically just send out offers whenever you want. And same with the email marketing list. It's very similar, right? Where you can send them all out. You can send those same offers out via email. So that's like eventually the goal one day, is to get that in depth. And I actually, what I also want to do is not only, because that would be the marketing workflow. But then what I also want to do is add in a step where it comes from a different number, but I text them and I say, hey, you know, from the general hotel. And I'm like, hey, you know, please leave us a review, blah, blah, blah. And then I have reviews coming in too as part of this automatic sequence on like the day of checkout or the day after checkout or something like that. So that's like the dream. Right now what I'm doing, and it still works really well, it's worked phenomenally well for years now, is I'm just having, you know, obviously training my front desk to get the information, put it in, then I'm exporting it, putting everyone through a sequence that's automated, and then I go from there. And so that has worked phenomenally well for me. And obviously I have bigger dreams and ways that I want to build the software. So it's just like amazing, like the flows it can go through. And then you just at your fingertips, you can just like sell rooms, you know. I think that would be amazing. But that's my workflow right now for what I'm doing with guests. And I think that is the most important one that I do on a daily basis. Now there's a few others that I'll do, and I'll make specific episodes about those as well. Like a guest company one, where I reach out to guest companies, like a local company one. I've started doing that more intensely lately, and that's worked. I've landed I landed one deal today with that, and I've got a couple other that are in the pipeline. And then what I really want to start doing too is a deeper construction workflow I'll tell you guys about. But anyways, I will, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope that was valuable for you. And that is like, it just works so well, like what doing that on a daily basis. And if you guys need help doing that, if you're not confident you can get your front desk to do it, or your sales manager is already swamped and doesn't, you know, that's not necessarily like a priority right now, then you can just hire us for pretty cheap, actually, really cheap. And we'll do it for a month for free for you, but it's really cheap. And we'll just come in and do all the outreach for you and then send the leads to your sales manager, and it'll pay for itself for the whole year, probably within the first couple months. And then it'll just pay for itself for the whole year, every month for a long time. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys found some value today. I hope, and sorry, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Bye everyone. If you made it all the way to the end of the show, Bless your soul. You are in a unique club. And because of that, I've got something special for you. The worst part of sales is easily doing the prospecting on a daily basis, but it's also the most important part, in my opinion. For that reason, we have created our new prospecting program. Our team will do your email marketing as well as extensive text message and email outreach campaigns on a daily basis. We'll then feed you and your team the leads to close more group and corporate business at your property. It only costs $500 per month, but the first five hotels to sign up each month will get a free 30-day trial period. That way you make money before you ever have to pay us, the way it should be. You can go to www.saleshop.io/prospecting to sign up now.